Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. An Army tanker truck that rolled off the Richardson Highway Sunday near Harding Lake leaked 800 gallons of fuel. The previously undetermined release amount is in a State Department of Environmental Conservation report issued last night. The tanker's 2,600-gallon tank was carrying over 1,100 gallons of JP8 fuel when the rig slid off the highway near milepost 318 Sunday afternoon. DEC Spill Program Manager Tom DeRider says JP8 is a kerosene-based fuel that the Army uses.
That's a product that's very similar to diesel fuel. It's what the Army runs in all of their vehicles.
DeRider says Army contractor personnel from Fort Wainwright worked the spill site through Tuesday, an effort that included removal of the wrecked tanker. The spill is within about 50 feet of a slough that leads into the Tanana River, and there's concern about water contamination. The Army says the tanker was headed back to post from a field training exercise when the accident occurred. Meeting last night, the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District Board heard from people opposed to administration-proposed budget cuts. John Sassman expressed concern about a proposal to increase the student-teacher ratio.
You're proposing that we cut school staffing and raise target class sizes, and that's a double blow to our kids, asking yet again for teachers and schools to do more with less.
Another testifier, Kevin Barnes, whose wife is a school district custodian, questioned the board about an annual furlough plan for custodians.
How many of you would suffer no financial hardship if your employer arbitrarily decided to force a 6-week period of leave without pay every year on you? My guess would be very few, if any.
Barnes described the proposal as crafted to cut custodians without violating a labor contract. Others spoke in opposition to programs targeted to lose funding, including many who testified in support of school rifle teams. Student Kyle Stevenson described rifle as different from other sports.
It's nothing like hockey or football where you have to be, you know, a jock and super athletic. You know, it's a sport more focused on, you know, skill instead of, you know, physical ability. You know, anybody, any shape or size can compete in rifle and be successful at it.
The school board is required to submit a budget to the assembly by April 1st, but board president Heidi Haas emphasized that although the district is anticipating reductions, it won't know until later what the state and borough will provide.
Whatever happens this month isn't the end. We will be coming back after the legislature and the borough actually provide us the numbers, and then we'll make some final decisions.
The public has additional opportunity to testify on the proposed budget at meetings scheduled for tonight, March 19th and the 21st. A nominee to be the next head of the U.S. Geological Survey says he's inclined to share sensitive data with higher-ups at the Interior Department if they ask to see it. Alaska Public Media reports that James Riley, a geologist and former astronaut, says he feels a responsibility to deliver information to leadership.
Particularly if it had an impact on how the leadership is supposed to respond to it, particularly in something that might indeed be sensitive.
The question of whether political leaders at the Interior Department are allowed to have an advanced peek at USGS data erupted this winter. USGS is an independent research arm within the Interior Department, but its scientists guard their work from even the appearance of political influence. Their practice has been to let the bosses at Interior see the data only when it's available to the public. A USGS scientist resigned late last year, and another retired early to protest the Deputy Interior Secretary's demands they turn over data about oil potential in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, before it was published. Riley says he doesn't have all the details of that case, but he says he'd resist attempts to alter reports.
If somebody were to come to me and say, I want you to change this because it's the politically right thing to do, I would politely decline.
A spokeswoman for the Interior Department said in an email last month, the Interior Secretary and his deputy have legal authority to see any scientific data or draft reports produced at Interior. The Alaska House is not considering any closely contested bills this week. KTOO reports that's because the House Majority Coalition is 2 members short. Anchorage Democratic Representative Ivy Sponholt suffered a pulmonary embolism last week and wrote on Twitter Monday she's home recuperating with her family and plans to return to Juneau next week. On Friday, Bethel Democratic Representative Tiffany Zolkowski is scheduled to be sworn in to fill a seat vacant since February 12th. When former Representative Zach Fansler's resignation became effective. Without the 2 members, the House Majority Caucus has only 20 voting members in the 40-seat body. Fairbanks cross-country skiers had strong finishes yesterday in opening races at the Junior National Championships in Utah. West Valley High School sophomore Kendall Kramer was second in the girls' under-16 5-kilometer race, while another West Valley sophomore, Dale Bowrick, was 10th in the boys' U16 5K. Other Fairbanks-affiliated skiers with top 10s yesterday include University of Alaska Fairbanks racer Anya Mayala and UAA's Jenna DeFalco of Fairbanks, who were 6th and 10th in the girls' under-20 10K. The Fairbanks athletes are among a group of Alaska skiers who qualified to compete at Junior Nationals, which continue today with skate technique sprints. The races are being contested on the 2002 Olympic trails at Soldier Hollow. I'm Dan Bross.